Welcome into Scout and Route on the Landry Football Podcast Network as we take a look at the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New York Jets. A lot to be determined. How long will the Steelers go with Mitch Trubisky? They say all season long. We'll see. I don't know. Well, the next four opponents after this, the Bills, Bucks, Dolphins, and Eagles. So we'll see how this plays out, but they do have the Jets this week. And it is not all Mitchell Trubisky's fault, I can tell you. The film shows that. Najee Harris has not been as effective behind a porous offensive line, the same line that Jaylen Warren has run through quite well. So we need to get the running game going in Pittsburgh. That's what needs to happen. But this looks like a team that's not going to be a playoff team and maybe a threat to a winning record for the first time under Mike Tomlin. As for the Jets, we'll get one more game from Joe Flacco, who the Bengals and their pass rush exposed on Sunday. The Jets are similar to the Steelers in that they're one very good quarterback that can put them to a different level. The Steelers probably are better overall to handle a better quarterback, and we'll see if the Jets can get Zach Wilson to play better coming in, get the running game going. It looked like it's going to be Mitchell Trubisky having to make enough plays in the passing game to allow this running game to breathe a little bit. Can he do that well enough to win this game? The defense doesn't have T.J. Watt. That's been an issue as well. So let's keep an eye out on a game that looks to be kind of an ugly game. You'd think the Pittsburgh Steelers would be able to handle this. It's going to be interesting if they play poorly how they deal with the quarterback situation. On one hand, they're not getting good enough quarterback play, but they're not playing well enough around him either, so you can look at other aspects. And then you look at that schedule that's coming up for the Steelers. I don't know that you want to put the young quarterback in at that point. A lot of tough questions that need to be answered in Pittsburgh. But we got the answers for you, we think, over at LandryFootball.com about this game, about the Steelers quarterback situation, the latest what's going on behind the scenes. So make sure that you sign up for the for the football season today over at LandryFootball.com. And also subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network. But now for the route to victory, let's head on over to our Vegas insider.
I'm Thomas Viola, and this is the route to victory for the Week 4 matchup between the New York Jets and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Zach Wilson is set to make his return after suffering a knee injury in his first drive of preseason, and he will do it behind the Jets' fourth left tackle of the year, as George Fant now joins Mekhi Becton and Dwayne Brown on the injured reserve. This Jets team has looked like a competent football team for exactly 2 minutes so far this season. The final 2 minutes of their miracle comeback win over the Browns, which never even would have happened if Nick Chubb went down short of the goal line. But the Jets will hope that Zach Wilson's mobility will enable him to escape the pocket and mask the inability of his offensive line more than Joe Flacco was able to. This Jets team actually does have a lot of talent elsewhere on the field. Garrett Wilson has been stellar through the first 3 weeks of his career, and Elijah Moore should see an expanded role given that he was Zach Wilson's favorite target last season. Defensively, the Jets have suffered plenty of miscommunications and early mistakes on the year, but will the Steelers be able to take advantage of them? Quarterback Mitch Trubisky has been much less than stellar so far this season, and running back Najee Harris is clearly still dealing with a preseason foot injury. On the defensive side of the ball, T.J. Watt will miss extended time with a torn pectoral muscle, and now star safety Minkah Fitzpatrick is in concussion protocol and may not play Sunday either. This Steelers defense is very top-heavy, and after its stars in those two and Cameron Hayward, this unit's talent level gets very poor very quickly. The Jets should have the weapons on offense to give Zach Wilson his best chance to move the ball and be the spark this offense needs to get moving, especially against this weakened defensive unit. And defensively, this Jets secondary should begin to mesh better as rookie quarterback Sauce Gardner adjusts to the NFL game. I will take the Jets on the money line here to surprise and win their second game of the season at the field formerly known as Heinz. That's your route to victory, and for more routes, be sure to check out the sports betting stack wherever you get your podcasts.